a lot of differences between Alana Wexler and Alana Glazer. You are going to be shocked as well as impressed. Like, for example, Alana Wexler obviously wakes and bakes. Okay, hey. You know, she wakes up with a bowl betwixt her breasts from the night before. And she gives it the old one-handed, oh, yeah. Alana Glazer, on the other hand, wakes up, takes her vitamins, and then I get high. So Alana Wexler, wake and bake. Alana Glazer, wake, take, and bake. Alana Wexler is free to buy her weed wherever the fuck. In the street, in a little building nook, biking over the Manhattan Bridge in one swift move. I'll Venmo you later! In my real life, though, I have my husband buy our weed. From a New York delivery service. While I hide in the closet scrolling Instagram. I know it sounds so 1950s, like, I have my husband buy our weed while I hide in the closet. I just don't want people knowing where I live. And listen, it's not like I'm like, yo, famous. It's just that New York weed delivery people make up 80% of my demo. And the other 20% is here tonight. Thank you so much for coming. Oh, thank God you're here. Tejas, I am so excited to be here. So the government is on fire. And so is the planet. The planet is on fucking fire. And the mean dinosaurs in office just don't seem to mind. No. Mm-mm. I think they want us to die because they're about to die. That is the ultimate FOMO. One thing that gives me hope is the gender nonconforming youth. Is amazing. I find it just incredible to see these young people have the agency to say, I am non-binary. I don't have that kind of agency, and I literally have agents. It makes me so hopeful that maybe, just maybe, the end of baby boomer culture is nigh. Oh. We have been fed the crappiest, most boring script. This script that says that we can only play one of two parts. And that is either that of a masculine man. I don't know. Gunjo or whatever. Or you can play a, oh yeah, freaking feminine woman. Oh, ooh. It hurts. It really hurts. Wobbling on these tiny little Betty Boop feet. Can barely balance my big Betty Boop boobs. Before tour, I went to dinner with my friend who is a gold star lesbian. Now, as a Jewish person, I am not usually a big fan of gold stars. But this one I like. This one I like. A gold star gay girl is a girl who likes ladies, has always known she liked ladies, and has not so much as sniffed a dick. I admire it. And she and I just have a similar vibe. So I asked her, what percentage female to male do you feel? And she thought about it for a second. And she was like, I guess I would say 60 to 70% female and 30 to 40% male. And I was like, bro, me too, dude. You took the answer right out of my mouth. That's exactly the ratio I was just gonna say. Like, I feel like a little girl. Okay, I feel like a woman. Okay, I have like big titties, durr. But also I feel like a little like freaking dude. You know what I mean? Like a... I mean, I partially identify with Mr. Peanut. I'm like, don't buy that. Who wants some salty ass nuts, huh? Woo! Bam, bam, that out, bad out. Sweetheart, you're looking good, sweetheart. I love that dress on you, honey. And for my sexuality, if I were a drink, I'd be one part gay and two parts straight. Thank you. You do what you want with your hands, you know? No pressure. It's just whatever you want. Cool. No pressure. I'm not waiting. You know, I'm just not desperate for your approval. But one part gay and two parts straight, okay? So you might call that drink a gina tonic. Or like at a different bar with a different vibe. Both sexes on the beach. I have one more. Okay, instead of a martini, a muff-pini.
Oh!
Extra nerdy, baby! So, as a gold star lesbian and as a gina tonic, we're not supposed to feel the same. But we do. We like feel that same thing. And I remembered, oh yeah, the whole thing's a sham. It's a total lie. You know, like straight guys are supposed to be, whoa, the most masculine people in the world. And I'm talking real pussy-loving straight dudes, okay? Not guys who, like, resentfully fuck their wives and then run to work and create policy against women's bodies. Those guys are gay? I have no idea. I don't know what's going on there. What's the diagnosis, you know? I don't know. But you know what straight guys like to do? Straight guys love to be enveloped in the warmth and wetness of a woman. Straight guys love to run home and giggle with and share secrets with a girl. Very gay. And straight women, or women who love dick. So women who love dick, we're not even supposed to love it. We're supposed to merely accept it. Suck? No, I feel really like dudely when I'm with a dude. I mean, and honestly, when I have a dick anywhere inside of me, technically, and I want to be technical about it now.
Oh my God.
I have a dick. I am part penis at that point. It's crazy. It feels wild to be a woman attracted to men, you know, with this superior design. I love dick and balls, you know what? You know how I feel about balls? They make me go, aww. Little cuties, love them. Cause dicks don't gotta say nothing, but balls have to have all the personality. Gay men, growing up, I remember gay men are like women. Have you ever watched two dudes fuck? It's not so much a female thing. It's not a tit tit to be sucked, you know? It's not a clit to be rubbed, okay? There's two dicks in that situation, and presumably four balls. Man, homophobia is the lamest, most transparent form of hate I can think of. When someone's homophobic, they're just admitting they think about gay shit all the time. Homophobia is like when someone farts and immediately blames it on someone else. But we all know that he who smelt it is curious about hooking up with another dude, and that is fine. It's healthy. Oh, yes. Okay, y'all know Lil Wayne's Lollipop? Okay, so like, I don't mean to disparage my future very close friend, okay? I just think he would dig me, you know what I mean? We'd like see eye to eye, because I believe we are the same height. Which means we could easily fuck standing up, just saying. Anyway, any old way, I gotta tell ya, this is how Lollipop begins on the Carter III. Boop, 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 boop. No homo. Huh? Yeah, no homo. I didn't say homo. Yeah, no. I didn't bring up the concept of one man choking on another man's cock. You did. And then you wrote poetry about it. And gay women, there is no joke. They won. They beat the simulation. It's 2 out of 2 superior complex partners. They did it. Any menial task a lesbian needs from me, I do. I'm like, you need me to move this table? I got it. I got it! I put dicks in my mouth.
We don't.
No, stop, I got it. I have to admit, I have a cis male partner. Ew! Just kidding. He's wonderful. I fucking love him. Ooh. love him. Love him. He holds the key to my heart. I do this on him. I put my butt up on him. I'm just like, hey, I'm like a dog, butt up on him. Love him. Delish. But there's something I can't get used to about being married to this person, and that is the word husband. I'm like, hey, nice to meet ya. This is my husband. Baby husband. No, he is my husband. I just, no, sorry, nothing. And I'm a wife? What? I don't think so, really? You sure? Husband just sounds like wasp drag coming out of this Jewy mouth. I'm like, oh, my husband. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes, my husband and I, we took a little ride upstate to Bedford to review some property, but nothing quite suited us. Mm-mm, no. Mm. Oh, don't worry, we'll find something. And of course, there's always the estate, so. Husband also sounds like, I really need my husband to please sign this paperwork so I can finally get a credit card. So I prefer the term partner. But we are both Jewish, so people mistake us for lawyers all the time. My partner is the first pussy-loving straight dude that I ever lived with. After my dad. Our parents have sexualities too! Yeah, I lived with my best friend Matt, who's a gay dude, for like 10 years before I moved in with my partner. And obviously it was perfect. And then when I moved in with my husband, I was like, is this even gonna be fun even? I felt so claustrophobic. I was like, and where? To cry? I was hiding in the bathroom like, no, no, I'm just taking a very long, very painful dump. Oh. Then it started. We found a groove. Thank God. Honestly, it took like 6 months, but something clicked, and it just became a sleepover with my best friend where our parents were never coming home. Houston, please do not tell my feminist friends this, okay? But I enjoy making a house a home. I love it. I love like setting a vibe, you know what I mean? I like light a little candle, I'm like, woo! I pick up a dust bunny, throw it out, taking care of business, yeah! Light some incense, I'm like, vibe, 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 vibe. It's a bit too aromatic, so I'm just like, okay, perfect balance. Yes, 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 yes. I'm like peeling a carrot over the garbage can. I'm like, oh, wife! I peel it into a nub enough to throw it out. Oof. I'm not a chef. But one of my favorite things about living with this man is that his razors are in the shower waiting for me to use. Damn. Men's razors are superior to women's razors. It's almost like it was designed that way. No, they wouldn't do that. Yeah, men's razors are just excellent quality. The metal is like military grade. Women's razors are so flimsy, the slightest breeze sends them flying off the shelf of the shower. And someone decided about 6-7 years ago to line the perimeter of women's razors with soap and rubber. Houston, let me ask you something. Be real with me. Do I look too dumb to lather my own leg? Okay, let me ask you another thing. After one shower, doesn't the soap become the texture of cum? I'm getting in the shower to rub cum all over my legs? Why do you think I got in here in the first place? And the rubber on women's razors protrudes past the blade such that I'm pressing down to get to the base of the follicle. Like, can I let you know if I want a bowl with bumpers today? Jesus. And the area that men are expected to shave. This. The saddle. The saddle is like 12 to 15 square inches max. Compared to all this surface area? Come on. It takes me like 40 minutes to shave my legs proper. I could have watched 2 episodes of Broad City. Oh, man. I have a disgusting little fantasy I'm going to share with you. The fantasy is that I pay a man to shave my legs for me weekly. Well, here's how it goes, okay? So I set a standing appointment on Fridays. I do it around 1:30, so I'm always taking a half day. You guys know I have that personal appointment. I gotta go, yeah. Email me or text me, I'll see you on Monday! And I go right into the most progressive barber shop in Brooklyn. I'm like, ding-a-ling-a-ling, Mario, hi, mwah, mwah. We have like a cute-ass rapport by this point. And I hike up my little dress and I sit in his barber chair like Mork from Mork and Mindy. Okay, so like Mario's not like skimping out on me because I'm a woman, you know? He's not like giving me shitty service because it's my legs. He totally cares. He's an artisan, okay? He puts hot towels on my legs, opening up the pores, steaming beach towels, y'all. And Mario freehands a straight razor, ankle to damn pussy, all right? He stops right at the crease. because he is a professional. So women's razors are trash. We've decided. It's been decided. But there are some products for women that I appreciate. One of those products is a Diva Cup. So a Diva Cup is a reusable period receptacle. It is a little rubber cup, but it doesn't have a flat bottom. The silhouette is that of a long titty bent over. It comes to a long, soft point. And the way you use it is that you bend the cup and fold it like a tiny little piece of pizza. And you put it at the base of your vagina. And you go, and you wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. You relax and receive. You do not block, okay? And once it's up far enough, it goes out to its original shape and suctions to the cervix. And bitch, I promise you, your uterine lining is slip, slide, dancing all the way down. Splashing about. And the way you use it throughout the day is that you find yourself a single occupancy bathroom. Can't stress that enough. Learn from my mistakes, okay? And you pull your pants down, and you bear down just enough to give a slow birth to a little rubber cup, but not enough to poop. So you grab it, and then you go, oh my God, what? And you waddle up to the sink. And you dump it, and you go, ha, ha, whoa. And you rinse and repeat. Simple. I am ashamed to admit this, but for the first few months of using my Diva Cup, I would use it only at home, and my husband would put it in for me. He's that kind of dude. He's that kind of man. Loves pussy, I guess, too. That doesn't hurt. He was like, baby, chill, chill. Relax and receive, baby. Ow, my shoulder. I was like, oh, fuck. I don't know about this, man. Shit. Stop, stop. No, go. Just keep going. Sorry. Oh, where's it gonna go? Where did I think it was gonna go? It's gone. We're not able to relocate the... We've lost, an hour later, I'm like... See? You see? What a fucking baby I was, hmm?
I needed my daddy to put my little Diva Cup in for me.
Even though it's so intense, I prefer a diva cup to a tampon. Tampons hurt. Cotton is so dry. That's like its whole thing. And I'm gonna put that in my delicious, juicy pussy. Get out of here.
Get out of here.